Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
National Convention expect big speeches and also big protests. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
If everybody is doing exactly what's expected of them and they're exercising their First Amendment rights, this isn't an arrest situation.
Then everything is going to be fine. I mean, no big deal. Everybody's going to behave. It's going to be great. You're going to put hundreds of thousands of people into downtown Chicago and they're all just peacefully, quietly going to raise their concerns about America's side in the Israel-Palestine conflict, and it's just going to go great. Well, I mean, we'll see. Let's hope. A boy can hope, you know. Let's have a dream. Why not?
WGN in Chicago reporting leaders of four Muslim organizations are expecting upwards of 100,000 demonstrators for various protests during the DNC. Protest zones have been set up. John Robertson, Chief Operating Officer for Chicago.
Let me be absolutely clear. The city of Chicago is ready to host the 2024 Democratic National Convention.
Ooh. I fear that may be the kind of quote that comes back later on him.
Let me be absolutely clear. The city of Chicago is ready to host the 2024 Democratic National Convention.
No, it's not like he can say something different. I mean, he has to say this. Everybody has to say the same thing. You know, the mayor, the governor, the chief of police, everybody has to say, we're ready, it's going to be fine, no big deal. Just maybe just one notch lower on the confidence scale. But then again, I mean, maybe it is. It's the kind of thing that if things don't turn out so well, you've seen, you know, 1968, you may not have been alive for it, but, you know, you've heard there were issues in Chicago the last time there was a major war issue surrounding a Democratic National Convention held in the city of Chicago. You know, that there is a history here, and peaceful protest is great, is the First Amendment, is absolutely protected, but it doesn't always stay that way.
Protests could span miles and two locations. The United Center is the primary convention location with all the major speeches. McCormick Place, the secondary location for other business. Sergeant Betsy Smith, spokesperson, National Police Association.
These two huge Chicago iconic locations are about 6 miles apart. So that is a real security conundrum.
It is. And they have the McCormick Place, which is the convention center, and that's closed to press, apparently, which is kind of unusual because the RNC had both in the arena for basketball and then also next door they had the convention center. It's a much better design of the way they had their stuff laid out. I mean, we went in there. I mean, you may have things that are closed to the press, but the idea that the whole place is closed to press is kind of odd for, you know, the party that names themselves after the principle of democracy. But, you know, whatever, you know, people make their choices. And then, of course, the other location is the United Center where the Bulls play, and that's where all the big events go. That's where, you know, that's where the speeches happen. That's where the main stuff is happening. That's where we'll be later on today in Chicago, by the way, in case you hadn't picked up on that. Sorry if I didn't make it clear. And as she says, you know, it's a conundrum, but that's not all. So there are some people here in the area that apparently are saying, even though they're not inside the security perimeter, because remember in Milwaukee, it was a lot of stuff was closed inside the perimeter. Here in Chicago, the perimeter is actually quite small, or so I understand. It's like very narrow around the United Center McCormick Place, as opposed to the very expansive kind of lots of downtown was in the perimeter for security in Milwaukee and was like a ghost town.
Leading some Chicago business owners to close shop, worried about protests getting out of hand with crime already plaguing Chicago.
The gangbangers aren't going to go away because the Democrats are having their national convention.
I want her as a guest. She's great. The gangbang, because it's true. Chicago has a major crime problem. And, you know, one would hope that all of the local drug dealers and criminals would just sort of stay home and watch their stories, you know, for a week. But doesn't seem like, now granted, the United Center isn't so much in that part of town, and even McCormick Place, though it's in South Chicago, is not so, not really in that part of town, but we'll see. Here's hoping for the best. I'm here. We'll see. 717 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens back in Pensacola has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got a business, you've got employees. At least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
How do we define a good man? A good man does the right thing, even when no one's looking. Hi, I'm Gina Stroberger. If you ask my husband, Steve, what are the most important things to him, he would say his family, his country, God, and his honor. Steve is the right man to be our next county commissioner. Please vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name, vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Good morning, 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm in Chicago with Bobby Rossi, and actually the owner of the station, Dave Hoxing, is here as well. And we're going to be covering all the DNC stuff for you. In the newsroom back in Pensacola, we've got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Former Congressman George Santos is expected to plead guilty to multiple felony fraud charges today in federal court. Santos faces nearly 24 charges related to defrauding donors and lying about his finances. He was expelled from Congress in December. More than 17,000 AT&T workers in 9 states across the Southeast are on strike today. The Communications Workers of America claims unfair labor practices by company management during their recent contract negotiations. And Andrew, the California home featured in the movie Poltergeist is now up for sale. According to the listing, the home is listed at It's listed at $1.2 million. Of course, the 1982 movie about a suburban family whose home is haunted. The film depicts the house as being built over an old graveyard that the owners were never told about. In the listing, they claim that it's not haunted, but this is how bad it is in California right now. Even a documented haunted home built over a graveyard is going for $1.2 million.
Yeah. No.
Couldn't do
I'm
it.
Not gonna. No.
Moved the cemetery, but you left the bodies, didn't you? You left the bodies, and you only moved the headstones. You only moved the headstones.
Nope. Nope. No tennis balls in the house. No Rayanne. Nope. No TVs. Nope. 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 No swimming pool out back. Thanks. Thanks. No thanks. But I'm sure, I mean, in all honesty, I'm sure it's nothing. But yeah, no thanks. Of all of the celebrity famous houses you could live in, that's not at the top of my list. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Starting to see a little delays if you're heading from East Milton into Milton. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right. Here we go. It is the DNC. It is the show Biden the door day. I mean, they're giving him Monday. Good Lord. Monday for the sitting president of the United States, who has been ousted in what Maureen Dowd of the New York Times called a putsch, I think is how you say it, or a push. I'm not a great speaker of the Yiddish, but as a coup. It's a coup. I mean, they got rid of him, and she's glad for it, but this is what's happened. And so they put him on Monday so that we can get Barack Obama, I think, tomorrow, and then you can get Waltz on Wednesday, and then you can get Kamala Harris on Thursday. Meanwhile, President Trump keeps talking. And the other day, there's just no good way to do it but to play it. This was at an event.
I have to say, Miriam, I watched Sheldon sitting so proud in the White House when we gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor, but civilian version. It's actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor. That's soldiers. They're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets, or they're dead. She gets it, and she's a healthy, beautiful woman. It's right. And they're rated equal.
If only he could learn to shut up. If only he could not say incredibly stupid things. It's better to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom than to be wounded or killed getting the Medal of Honor? Are you kidding me? It's just, there's no defense. This is an idiotic thing to say. It's asinine. There's no defense. So poor J.D. Vance gets put in the position of having to defend it.
This is a guy who loves our veterans and who honors our veterans. I don't think him complimenting and saying a nice word about a person who received the Presidential Medal of Freedom is in any way denigrating those who received military honors. They're two different awards.
That's not what he said. That's just missing the point because there's no... Somebody else had come out and been interviewed about this, I think, yesterday on, like, Face the Nation or something, and their comment was... nobody can doubt that President Trump loves the military and supports the military, so to think that he doesn't is ridiculous. Well, yeah. But then there's the talking, you know? And, of course, people remember when he talked about John McCain and liking people better who don't get captured. I mean, the only thing you can say if you're a Trump supporter, I think the only thing you can say if you're a Trump supporter is, in practice, he does fantastic things for the military, and military people love him and adore him because, in practice, he kept us out of war and he kept other people from starting wars, you know, and funded the military. And you, but then he just talks, and you have to ignore the things he says out loud. That's there's nothing else you can say. Because that is a ridiculous, absurd, offensive, stupid thing to say. And all you can really say is, don't pay attention to what he says. Just look at what he does. And what he does is very good. And what he says is often unbelievably bad. Just no justification possible. Bad. Unless you just don't take his words seriously, which is the other defense is, you know, he just says words, you can't take them seriously. No words matter.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden delivers a primetime address tonight at the Democratic National Convention from the United Center in Chicago with a damning report from three Republican House committees.
And they said their investigation found that President Biden engaged in impeachable conduct and said he abused his office and, quote, defrauded the United States to enrich his family.
Fox's Brooke Seaman in Chicago. Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance are traveling to several battleground states this week. It's their counter-programming to the message from Democrats. The Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting today with the Israeli Prime Minister. It lasted for about 3 hours.
Negotiators are set to resume their talks this week in Cairo, Egypt, to hammer out the details of a new U.S. bridging proposal aimed at closing the gaps between Israel and Hamas.
Fox's Trey Yanks in the northern port city of Haifa in Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 82 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. It's been several months now since senior airman Roger Fortson was shot and killed in Okaloosa County in his home by a now former Okaloosa deputy. Family members and the NAACP not letting up on their calls for that deputy to face charges.
Justice for Roger Fortson. Justice for Roger Fortson. Justice for Roger Fortson.
Now, that from a press conference that was held last week. We are expecting to learn this week whether former Okaloosa deputy Eddie Duran will face charges for that shooting. That happened on May 3rd when Fortson answered the door to his apartment with a pistol in hand. The deputy immediately began firing after seeing the weapon. An investigation by the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office determined that Duran's use of force was not reasonable and violated policy. He was fired shortly after. One of the biggest homeless camps in Escambia County will be cleared out soon. Escambia County is reportedly planning to move folks that have been living in the camp on Beggs Lane in Brent. Now, that's one of the older homeless camps in the area. According to the News Journal, the county is looking to move people off that site by December 2nd. County leaders are working with area service providers to find resources for the homeless residents there. An estimated 150 people are currently living at that site. And the county says the reason that they're being moved is because the land suffers from pollution issues dating back to the old Escambia Wood Treating Company that was located nearby. A Panama City man is facing charges for the sexual battery of an underage girl. 32-year-old Jeremy Ehlers was arrested over the weekend by Okaloosa County deputies. Investigators say the victim was 8 years old at the time of the incident, which allegedly happened in 2016. Ehlers remains in custody in the Santa Rosa County Jail. Well, the Democratic National Convention happening this week in Chicago. Florida Democrat Party Chair Nikki Fried is there. She expects it to be a memorable convention. And Fried wrote on X that Michelle Obama speaking at the event is a sign that the entire Democratic Party ecosystem is coming together for a historical week. Two men have died after a drowning in Manatee County. The sheriff's office says those men were found yesterday morning at the bottom of a pool at an apartment complex. So far, deputies have not released a cause of death, but say no foul play is suspected. Venezuelans in Palm Beach County calling for a change in their home country. Protesters rallied in Palm Beach over the weekend to demand Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro resign. The protesters are questioning the results of the country's recent election in which Maduro claimed victory but did not release detailed results. One protester says they've been robbed of the free Venezuela that they could have had. Another protester says she hopes to be able to go home one day to a country that's free. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available. That's whitesandselectric.com. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, I'd say from Pine Forest Road to exit all the way down to Highway 29, we're starting to get some delays there, maybe about a 10-minute delay with just volume traffic trying to get through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We are going to have just a small chance of rain today, 20% chance overall, high near 94 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Feeling a bit drier as we go into Tuesday, some drier air moves in, sunny skies, high near 93. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 degrees. For Wednesday, high near 93, sunny skies and a low near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 82 degrees in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze. It's 85 also in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and Trump running mate J.D. Vance have all voiced support for an expanded child tax credit. Walz said he also wants to show support for working families and the child care industry as a whole. Meanwhile, research shows many business executives do not see lack of affordable, accessible child care as a labor market constraint. Small town residents are longing for new food options, and Chipotle's successful playbook is leading other fast casual restaurant chains, including Cava and Panda Express, to eye more stores in rural America. COVID dealt a blow to independent diners leaving and opening for national operators in towns where a Subway or a Burger King franchise were the only branded options. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 96, the NASDAQ up 37, the S&P 500 up 11. Once again, futures are mixed. That's your money now.
7:37, our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust, but you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary at Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse.
Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years' experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller, using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Here's something else that we're going to do, and we're working hard on it right now. We're going to bring back what's called concurrency, right? Every large community in every large county in the state has some form of either transportation mobility fees, concurrency, or impact fees, which means the developers don't get to just bring a 400-unit apartment complex and just dump it when the roads can't handle it, when the stormwater can't handle it, when the school might be overcrowded.
All right, so Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who is running for re-election, the only vote on him that matters is tomorrow. You know, he's running against Steve Stroberger, who was previously the aide for Mike Kohler, a military guy, who believes in concurrency, supports concurrency. And, you know, if you – Jesse Casey is also in this race, but as I've kind of explained, and I think most people understand, but if you don't, if you want to vote for Jeff, vote for Jeff. If you want to vote against Jeff for change, vote for Steve Stroberger. Jesse Casey has been Jeff's aide, is running in this race, in my opinion, purely as a distraction to defray votes away from Steve Stroberger. That's the whole reason he's in the race. It's a long story, but that's the short version. So the vote is tomorrow. Make your vote count, you know, whichever way you want to go. Concurrency. Jeff has been talking about concurrency for a couple of years now. And he talks about it like he is a big, big, big fan. Concurrency means that you don't get a development order until the ability to develop a project, until you can show that there's enough roads to handle the new homes. Let's say it's homes. There's enough sewer and water capacity to handle and stormwater to handle the homes. And the schools are in place to handle the homes. You basically have to get permission from the layers of government on whose services you're going to depend before you can build the home. Because if you don't do it that way, then people just build the homes and we got to try to catch up later by putting in bigger, better roads or bigger schools or whatever, which is the way it has been done in Escambia County for the 8 years that Jeff Bergosh has been a commissioner and the 12 years that Lumen May and Stephen Berry have been commissioners. So for the folks who think that we're going to get some big change with the same people who have presided over the current situation, why haven't we had it before now? You know, one argument, you maybe Jeff will say, well, I believe in concurrency, but I never get the votes for it. Well, how is that going to change? Now, the administrator, Wes Moreno, has said that he favors it. Stephen Berry has kind of hinted at maybe he's changing now to favor it. But again, you got to ask the question. So for 8 or 12 years, we've had these people. And, you know, how has it gone for development in this county? Now, he said this again and again and again and again and again, and he gives the history of it that, you know, it used to be in place, and then the state did away with it, and then we did away with it. If you look at campaign funding, you know, Jeff Bergosh gets a lot of his money from the builders because they believe that he's their best bet, right? And so do builders like it? No, they don't believe in concurrency. They don't want it. Look at what got done in Santa Rosa County when they wanted to do impact fees. And the builders showed up and they squashed it. And now they have a contingent impact fees along with if they pass their local option sales tax increase in November. But that's been a long tooth and nail struggle that the builders have been opposed to consistently. Why? Because the builders want to build and they don't want to have to raise the price of the homes to pass on the cost to them. You know, so again, Jeff Bergosh says he favors concurrency. The builders have supported him consistently. Does he really believe in concurrency, or is he saying this because it's election time? You know, even though he's been saying it for quite some time. In fact, I started counting. He brought this up at his coffee with the commissioner 5 months ago. And I started counting from that day. And it has been 152 days and 8 county commission meetings. And he hasn't said a word about it in a county commission meeting, only in campaign events or in interviews or in things like that. Okay, so why the delay? And I said this many times. He's got to the primary. Bring it. Show me. Prove to me that you're serious. And he has not done so. Okay, there's not a county commission meeting tomorrow. So why hasn't he done so? Well, either because he doesn't really believe in it, or because he, you know, it's not ready. In all the years he's been working on it, it's not ready. Or because he, I don't know. I mean, what's the explanation? You've had plenty of time and you haven't brought it. But he clearly says he believes in it again and again and again.
And I will tell you, I have nothing against builders. I'm all for good growth. But I think other parts of the country and other parts of the state do it the intelligent way. Growth is good, but you have to find a way to modulate and make sure that you're running your infrastructure as close to the development as you can. In other words, you can't bring in 400 units when the road can't handle it. That's what we've been doing in Escambia County. So I'm just telling you, that's coming. That's something that we're working on. It's something that we desperately need.
We're gonna do it, he says. The builders, yeah, okay.
Now the builders, like I said, they don't like it. They look at this as something that's going to cost them money. But I can tell you this. There's not one home builder that's going to take a $2,000 fee per single family home per home for the schools, there's not one of them that's going to eat that. They're going to pass it along. It'll be a pass along cost.
That's true.
So I'm looking at that, and we're looking at concurrency, and that's something that I'm going to fight hard to bring back because I think we desperately need it.
Just like impact fees, just like mobility fees, you know, or any of these things that are all going to be a pass through cost. That's true. Okay. Now, there's a couple of different ways you could think about how this problem ought to be solved. One way is make the builders pay for it. Okay. That's one way. Another way would be the county's job is to plan for it and to pay for it and to be prepared for it. You know, if the county was doing their job, then they would see where growth is, or they would shape where growth is going to be by creating the infrastructure to develop the growth. Again, for 8 years or 12 years, depending on which county commissioner you're talking about, that has not been done. It's all been reactive, and it has all been inadequate, and it has all been underfunded and too late, and we've had all the chaos and problems that we've had. But again, you know, Commissioner Burgosh says he's going to do it. He's absolutely going to do it. He's going to bring it. He thinks he's got the votes. You know, Stephen Barry will vote for it. What, Lumen May is going to suddenly vote for it? You know, whoever the District 4 commissioner is going to vote for it. Steve Stroberger says he's in favor of it if he wins. You know, Mike Kohler, you know, I'm sure is in favor of it. So, you know, we'll see. We'll come back to this in a second because this has been one of the biggest campaign pushes for Commissioner Burgosh. And the question is really, is he serious or not? Because if he is, I will support him. I have said this. I will praise him for it. If he had brought it before the primary, I'd praise him for bringing it because we have to have this conversation. There has to be something different. The way it's being done right now is unacceptable. There are many ways to maybe do it better. This is one of them. 437-1620. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're heading on Avalon southbound, right before you get to I-10, we're seeing some congestion volume delays. So that's about 10-minute delay. Also, I-10 eastbound running from Pine Forest Road exit all the way through Highway 29 is seeing about a 10-15-minute congestion delay also. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Commissioner Burgosh's repeated claims that he favors concurrency and is working to bring it in, you know, maybe can actually get it passed if he brings it properly.
The builders know our codes. They know our land development code better than we do, and they've just outrun our infrastructure. So that's something that we're going to bring back. So I had that on my list to talk about, so that people know that that's moving.
I love this freak. I told you he's so good. He's so good at manipulating language to deceive you. They've outrun our infrastructure. Like this just happened. It's not your fault. You didn't fail to plan. You weren't aware of it. You know, what a much more honest presentation would be, you know what, we have failed. We have not done our job. We have not planned properly. We have failed. It's not anybody else's fault but ours. But I'm going to do better. I mean, like, that would be an honest assessment of the infrastructure. The development just outrun our infrastructure. That's all there is to it. It's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. It just kind of happened.
I say all that to say, help me help you. Concurrency. Remember the word. Come to the meetings. When it's on the agenda, please do me a favor. Come to the meetings.
I mean, it was overwhelming how much he talked about this in the town hall a week and a half ago.
Because the builders will do just fine if we bring back concurrency. They'll be fine. Trust me. God bless. And I love those guys. I mean, a lot of them write me checks. And I tell them, I like impact fees, and they still write me checks. So anyway, hopefully they will continue to do that.
Or I'm going to say I like impact fees. I'm going to say I like concurrency, and then wait 150 days and 8 meetings and still not bring it.
I need your help to get that implemented. I need 3 votes. I feel like I got 3 votes, 3 votes to bring it forward. But when it is on the agenda, believe me, it's going to be good for this community.
And I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he does. But again, you ask the question, well, why hasn't it happened? Why hasn't he pushed harder? Why hasn't he brought it up a lot in the meetings with the people when it matters, in even this year when he's had the chance, right? If Stephen Barry is willing, by the way, if Stephen Barry is willing, then he's got the votes. Do it. Show. Put up or shut up.
We live in a beautiful state. We have beautiful weather. We have beautiful water. We have a great governor. We have great tax structures. That's why people are leaving these other places like Illinois, New York, and California. They're taking all that money and coming here. Now your property values are up, but we need to keep our infrastructure going. So concurrency, just remember that word. If you remember nothing else about tonight, just remember that word, please.
So I'm not exaggerating when I say this is his big thing that he's saying with words he believes in. It even came up later when he was asking for the yes-no voting with the paddles.
This is an important one, and this is one I expect a lot of support for. Do you support impact fees? We talked about it, impact fees on developers. so that our infrastructure keeps up. Every time I have one of these town halls, it's 100%. I'll be honest with you, we may not get impact fees, but I think we can get transportation mobility fees, and I know we can get concurrency. And those are probably the next best thing, the closest thing. But I'm glad, thank you for your honest answers. That means, and that also tells me something. There's not one builder in this room tonight. Not one. They put up the red, I had one where he wanted to beat me up after.
But they're writing him the checks and they're supporting him because, well, why? If they are so opposed to it and he is so in favor of it, right? That's the question you have to kind of ask yourself. And look, builders are great. I love builders. They have a job. They employ a lot of people. They do a lot of great things. No problem. And they certainly have a right to weigh in on politics. They certainly have a right to donate to the candidates of their choice. The candidate of their choice has been Jeff Bergosh, who for 8 years did not accomplish this and now says, trust me, I will. And for 12 years, Lumen May and Stephen Barry have not done anything like this and aren't so much saying now they will, but maybe Stephen has kind of indicated that he's open to it. And again, 152 days of concurrency watch and 8 meetings and nothing. So here's the thing you got to think about. What are some of the possibilities? Possibility number one, assuming Jeff wins election tomorrow. Let's start with that. So he wins the election tomorrow, and then he brings concurrency before the general election when Stephen Barry is going to face his only challenger from an NPA candidate. And Stephen Barry, before the primary or before the general election, is worried about the general election, and so he goes with it. I mean, as possible. And if so, great. I will celebrate the both of them. I will. I will praise them repeatedly. As long as it looks like they've done a good thing, I will. Absolutely. And I will eat my doubts. I will admit that I had doubts and I was wrong. Or maybe Jeff brings it either before the general or after the general, and Stephen says no, as he has consistently said no for 12 years. And then Jeff says, well, I tried. And nothing changes. Or he doesn't bring it at all. All three possibilities. Which one is the most likely? And what do you get with your vote if you really believe that something needs to be done about the out-of-control development in Escambia County? That's the question. And you're a voter, you make a decision. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for Conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
I'm Charles Elliott, Santa Rosa County School Board District 4. First of all, I want to thank the faculty, staff, teachers, guardians, and parents. And last but not least, students. We have come a long way in the last 4 years. We still got a long way to go. I ask you to go to the polls in August. Vote Charles Elliott, your school board representative. Thank you, and God bless you.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News on remote in Chicago here at the Airbnb north of the United Center, where we're looking forward to seeing the protests and the marchers and the speeches and the sights and the sounds and eating the deep dish pizza. I will eat a lot of that later, for sure. Back in Pensacola, we got John Pickens with traffic for us. John?
Everything's rolling smoothly right now. I-10, you're just seeing a minor backup if you're on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. In the newsroom, David Wayne waits for us. David?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted thinking about all that deep dish pizza you're going to be enjoying.
Me
Andrew.
Too.
Feel free to be distracted. It's going to be great.
I know it is. Well, members of the Illinois National Guard are on standby because of all those protests that are possible here in Chicago this week. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker confirmed that they are available to assist local police. And what a difference 2 years makes when it comes to the perception of artificial intelligence. A new survey from Arise AI now showing 56% of the biggest companies in the U.S. see AI as being a potential risk. Just a few years ago, only 9% considered it a potential risk.
A risk, like a threat to their business model?
Yes.
Kind of thing? Is that what you, okay, I gotcha. Well, I know a lot of workers have that same concern as well. Thanks so much.